Blog Talk Radio.
Just
hello.
Just how are you,
man? I'm good.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing really good. How you doing? This is Tim, right?
I'm good, man. I'm great,
man. Are we on live yet?
Yes.
We on live right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Before we talk, man, about your book, man, how you doing, man, over this whole pandemic, man? How's everything going, man?
How am I doing, man? I'm doing very – listen, I'm very blessed by the grace of God. I feel like this is a good day. You know, I know there's a lot of things going on in the world, but I think if we look at every situation through a certain lens with a certain perspective, then we can see the good in every situation, you know? How you doing,
Absolutely.
Tim?
I'm great, man. I've been safe so far, man. I've been safe so far, man.
That's good.
I mean, of course, you know, I lost some family members to, you know, the COVID, but me, myself,
mm-hmm.
man, I've just been so safe, man, and just been, you know, staying back from a lot of things that I've been invited to or to, you know, be a part of, you know, kind of step back, you know, because
mm-hmm.
better, as they say, it's better to be safe than sorry, man.
Right.
Absolutely, man.
Okay.
I'm glad to have you on, man. I read about you, man. You seem like an amazing guy, man. With a lot of talent, man. And you got your hands in a lot of stuff, man, which is always good, man. It's always busy and not
mm-hmm.
busy at all, man.
Mm-hmm.
So for my listeners, man, not familiar with you, man, and your amazing talent, man, all stuff that you're doing, man, introduce yourself, man, to my listeners, man. Let them know who you are, bro.
Okay, my name is Just Isaac, JustIsaac. A little bit about myself, former champion boxer, currently a professional actor, author, what else, visionary, recording artist, was a top 40 radio recording artist. I made the top 40 across the United States and toured North America. And I have a book out now called Think Fearlessly.
Just released
about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Absolutely, man. Before we talk about the book, man, before we get into details about the book, let's talk a little bit about, man, who or what inspired you, man, to want to actually become an author.
Okay. So your question one more time, my man. I'm sorry.
Tell us a little bit about who or what inspired you, man, to write this book, man, to become an author.
Oh, what inspired me to write the book? What inspired me to write the book was, to be honest, I had started writing about a year ago, and I was actually supposed to fly out west for a television show, to host a television show, but ended up happening was when the pandemic hit, everything just was locked down, you know? So flying out of Toronto, out west into the U.S., everything was locked down. So I was in a situation where I couldn't fly, I couldn't do anything. And I'll be honest with you, I was down for about a week. You know, I actually felt down, kind of depressed for about a week. And then what ended up happening was, I had to really reflect on, you know, where my life was evolving and the people around me. So I began to just reflect. And I remember my own words saying that, you know, we got to have a purpose. We have to find a purpose that's greater than ourselves. You know, so what ended up happening was I started writing, and I'll be honest with you, I started writing this book. And when I got halfway through it, I got a little intimidated. I was a little fearful myself because I made myself very vulnerable. And, you know, I exposed a lot of situations that were transpiring in my life that, you know, that involved me, you know, basically exposing myself and overcoming fear. But, you know, I couldn't be hypocritical about the situation. You know, here I was in a predicament. I'm in a situation where, you know, I have this project that I'm working on that's talking about fear. And here it was, I was scared myself, you know, through the pandemic, but I ended up writing it. And the book Think Fearlessly was birthed out of adversity. I'd say that, you know, I went through a lot, but we got it done, and it's out on the market, selling globally now on Amazon and in bookstores.
Absolutely, man. You state that the process was, I mean, difficult, correct? And the process of writing and completing this book.
Right. Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, it was definitely hard because, I mean, the whole world was at a standstill, and there's so much uncertainty in the world right now, and the thing about this book is giving me the opportunity to share key principles. You know, that in relation to what it means to, you know, live life with a purpose, live life with, you know, with a motion. And I said not long ago in a previous interview that, you know, everything that exists within time is in motion. Nothing is standing still, whether it's in motion towards destruction or motion towards perfection. Everything is moving. So with this book, what I believe that that we have in it is that there are strategies to help us to you know, to find our destiny, you know, and our destination in life, you know, and to use adversity as fuel, you know, the things that we go through in life, you know, depending on how we look at it, can really determine, you know, which direction we're going to take. And I believe that adversity can be fuel for fire.
Absolutely.
To think seriously.
The things that you wrote in this book, man, do you think when an individual picks up this book that when people go purchase this book, man, what are your hopes of them getting out of this book once they read it?
Well, I believe that. I've already got feedback from my DM is blowing up, you know, on my Instagram and my emails, and it's tremendous the amount of people
Absolutely.
That are responding to it, and there seems to be something an activation that's taking place. And what I mean by activation is something has basically been sparked in the people who have read this. Now, activation is easy, but cultivation takes time, you know. So I believe that the book Think Fearlessly, what it does is because it has so many principles that are in it, that is in relation to overcoming fear. You see, we live in a society right now where there's a lot of fear that's being generated through media, through television,
Absolutely.
Through whatever, you know. Let's be realistic. Word of mouth, you know, we're hearing of this and hearing of that. And I believe that if we can channel our momentum, let our momentum be towards, you know, our assignment in life. And I believe in prayer. I believe in God. I believe in, you know, being the best that we can be, you know. So that being said, I just want to, you know, I want to say that, you know, before I won 6 titles in boxing, before I was able to become a top 40 recording artist and tour in North America, before I became a motivational speaker, before I wrote this book, Think Fearlessly, I really had to put these principles into action. I had to make them applicable to my life, not just talk about it, but actually do it. And in this book, you know, there's been people, whether you're in turmoil, in relationships, whatever the cause, whatever it is that you're going through, you know, fear is only a thought. Fear is only a thought. It's an image that has been conjured up. Sometimes it's conjured up by words, Sometimes fear is conjured up by a smell or a scent. You know, there are different stimuli that can cause us to be fearful. But we got to remember that fear is only a thought.
Absolutely. If I can take it back a little bit, man, you also do boxing, man, and you're a 6-time champ, man. What was that whole experience like, man? What is it actually like, man, when you actually end up doing a match, man, and you have your component on the other side of you, man? What was that whole experience like for you, man?
Okay, well, you're asking about something that I've experienced about 100 times. I've had over 100 fights in the ring.
Right, but I'm not a boxer, so I don't know
right.
What it takes to get in the ring and to actually fight an individual. It's a big difference. You ask me if it's a street fight or we fight an individual, but to get in the ring, man, I'm pretty sure it takes a lot of, you know, mental and physical ability to actually get into, you know.
Man, Timothy, I'm going to tell you, you know, boxing has taught me so much. You know, as I said, I've had over 100 fights in the ring, you know. And one thing about boxing is, you know, it takes humility to train. You know, many people look at fighters. They look at fighters like, you know, Floyd Money Mayweather. You look at fighters like Iron Mike, like Ali. These are just to name a few of the greats. Joe Louis, you know, Sugar Shane, Sugar Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard. All of these fighters, I guarantee you, a key component, a key factor in them being successful was they had to overcome fear. They had to think fearlessly, but they also had to – with thinking fearlessly, there's a sense of humility that's involved. Because when we believe that we can do something, when we truly set our hearts towards a dream or a goal, whatever that dream or that goal is, when we truly set our hearts towards that, we will do what it takes. We will do what it takes. Now, I got a question. My question for somebody that's listening on this line is, you may have had a dream or a goal that kind of vanquished or kind of faded away a little bit. What happened to that dream? What happened to that goal? You know, sometimes our hope is overshadowed by circumstances, but we cannot give up hope. We cannot give up hope. You know, one key element, I can't lie to you, is the key element with myself and not giving up hope is, you know, I got a prayer life. I talk to my maker and builder, who is God, you know, Yeshua HaMashiach. I pray. And, you know, I ask for guidance as well, you know. So I cannot negate or, you know, say that it's not by faith, you know, as well, that we do what we do. So, you know, there were many people who told me that I would never be a champion. There are people who told me that I would never succeed in music. There are people who told me that I can never write a book. However, it's not what people say about you. It's what you say about yourself. What I say about myself, you know.
Absolutely, man. Good, great words, man. And you've done amazing work, man. And I commend you, man, on all that you completed, man, and all that you're about to do, man. This book, man, think seriously, man. My listeners are definitely gonna go and purchase this book, man, and read it, man. And I thank you, man, for taking time out, man, to come and talk with us. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you too as well, Timothy.
Hey,
and
man, listen. Oh, no problem, man. Listen, man. No problem, man. This can't be your last visit, man. You can come back by any time, man, to the show, man. And hopefully, man, when this whole pandemic, man, dies down, man, I would love to definitely have you here, man, and look in the studio with us, man, and get the chemistry
beautiful
going, man.
Beautiful.
But I definitely, I mean, I want you to, if it's okay, man, if you're comfortable, man, give out your social media, man, to where my listeners can find out more information about the book, yourself, and what you got coming up.
Absolutely, Tim. Okay, my Instagram, my IG is Just Isaac, JustIsaacJi, Just Isaac JI. And then if you want to, the book again, what I was saying is Just Isaac Think Fearlessly. So you can find me online at Just Isaac JI on IG.
Absolutely.
Just Isaac Think Fearlessly.
Oh, man.
Just before you go, man, if I can ask you, man, just a bit, man, your thoughts on, man, on this whole police brutality situation, man, that's going on in our world right now, man. Can I have your little thoughts on it, man?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was subject to some police brutality myself, and it's actually in the book Think Fearlessly, believe it or not. You know, my take on it is this, if you got time, is, man, you know, police and civilians, we're human. We're human.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, whether what side, it doesn't matter what side, humans sometimes act like animals. And the police brutality that's going on and the things that are happening, this has been going on for years. You know, but through social media and through what's happening on the internet, it's being exposed even greater. But I believe with the police force, I'm not against police. What I'm against is injustice. So I believe that with the police force, what needs to happen is prior to them being hired, prior to them becoming employed to serve and protect, I believe the screening needs to be tightened up, and I believe there needs to be some things implemented within the program. I mean, I think cameras are essential. Of course, we have cameras, but I think that there needs to be more accountability for every officer that goes out in the field. There needs to be more accountability. There needs to be someone who everyone has to answer to. You know, that's my take in a nutshell. That's compressed, but I do speak. I do speak more in depth, and I excavate on this subject within the book Think Fearlessly. I talk about the police force. I talk about us as civilians. I talk about the injustice, the experiences that I have had with police as well. It was not very nice. I'm gonna tell you that it's not a very nice picture. But I had to be real. This is what I mean by the book, because I put myself out there, and the only purpose, the main purpose that I put myself out is because I believe that this can help someone. I believe you know, our thoughts is a reflection of our life. Our life is a reflection of our thoughts, I should say. It works hand in hand. So whatever our lives is, that's manifested through our thought life. So, yes, Timothy.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Chuck, I appreciate you, man. And that's even a better reason, man, for my listeners to go out, man, and online and purchase, man, this book, man. I'm pretty sure it's a great deed to them, man. Again, Jeff, I thank you so much, man. And believe it or not, man, I'm doing a panel this weekend on this whole social justice thing, man. And it's just gonna be a great show, man. So, man, if you can join, man, we appreciate it, man. The more, the better, man. But I'll have my talent coordinator to reach out to Sasha so that we can get you a part of this panel, all right, man?
Sounds great, Timothy.
All right, man, brother.
I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Thank
you
so much, man. Anytime, brother.
We're in LA right now, right? Are we in LA?
Yes.
We in LA, Los Angeles. I got people in Los Angeles. Man, that's the city right there with biscuits and gravy and grits. and turkey bacon. I'm telling you, that's Chally love right there.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Man.
I love me some California.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Man.
But be back out that way.
No problem,
okay.
Man. But much love to you,
Just
brother.
Just Isaac, think fearlessly.
I will do, man.
All right.
All right, brother.
Be blessed, Timothy.
Just gotta let me try to give you what you want.